From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
And what's the market read? It was up, then it was down, wasn't it? Is that what the dollar or the pound or whatever's done?
Yeah, all over the show. The thing is it a deal or isn't it a deal? I mean, we've had proposed deals, but like those before it. So what makes this different, though, Mike, is this element of brinksmanship, isn't it? So it's the last chance. Mm. And it's been heralded overnight that it's a little bit different. I, like you, have had pulled out the actual deal itself and had a quick look through it, and obviously they haven't had time to go through the whole thing, but there's this rather sort of odd treatment of Northern Ireland, and that you've effectively got a border running down the Irish Sea now. But I've had a look at some of the language in here, and you look at it and you just wonder how the heck it would ever be enforced, when there's a lot of reference to goods moving in and out of Ireland, but then if there's subsequent risk of them going into the European Union, right. And they've got a joint committee that's going to take different factors into account, and it kind of looks remarkably difficult.
Exactly.
We'll see what happens over the next
24, 48 hours. Now, the earnings season's underway. It seems reasonably positive so far, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's kicked off this week. Probably a lot of extra focus in terms of this one, in terms of this set of company updates, because it's seen as being a bit of a window into how companies are faring under this trade deal pressure, under slowing manufacturing, under slowing global growth. The first week, though, it's actually looking pretty good. What you've got to consider coming into this is the expectations are so blooming low. If you look at the aggregated expectations of what's going to happen with earnings, you're looking at probably a 3-4% fall in earnings. Now, this will be the third quarter in a row of lower earnings, so it's a pretty low hurdle to beat. So you could get this thing where the earnings aren't that great, but if they're slightly better than the pretty dodgy expectations, you could get a positive reaction. What's being reflected in what we're seeing in the early reports, and this is certainly out of the financial companies, is you're seeing sort of a healthy consumer, which we know because the unemployment rate is so low, but a pretty wary business sector. So we've had JP Morgan, we've had Citigroup, we've had Wells Fargo. They've all actually beaten expectations. In fact, up to, and I haven't sort of added the companies in that have reported overnight, 80% of the early companies reporting have actually beat analyst expectations. Then overnight, IBM, they were a bit disappointing. Morgan Stanley, better than expected. But for US companies, if you summarise it up to this point, so far so good.
Okay, employment in Australia, 5.2 ain't what we got, but I think given all things considered, they'll take it, won't they?
Yeah, stronger than expected. So what it's done, Mike, is it's heavily reduced the chances of a back-to-back interest rate cut. So that's pushed the Aussie dollar higher. I mean, we fell to sort of 92.5 Aussie against that. Didn't last back over 93 cents. Making a note, overnight, I mean, we saw Brexit kind of pushed markets. If you look at how markets react to Brexit, they don't believe the deal will go through.
Right.
What has happened overnight, those Kiwi dollars been on a bit of a tear. It's up to 63.5. But what we're seeing in the last 24 hours, Mike, volatility, it's our new friend, and it's going to be that way until the end of October.
Numbers, please.
Yeah, the US market is trying to go higher. 27,026 on the Dow Jones, so it's up 25. The S&P 500 just keeps flirting coyishly with the 3,000 level, 2,999 as we look at it. That's up 9 points. And the NASDAQ, 8,153, up 29. The FTSE 100 gained 14, 7,182. The Nikkei down 21, 22,451. And the Shanghai Composite barely moved, 2,977. The Australasian markets yesterday were a little bit weaker. The ASX 200 down 52, 6684. The NZX 50 down 37, 0.33%. 11,142 was the closing point. As I said, Kiwi dollar quite a bit stronger overnight, 0.6353 against the US, 0.9306 Aussie, 0.5707 Euro, 0.4941 pounds, 68.39 yen. Gold trading $1,496.30, and Brent crude $58.90. And we have a big weekend to look forward to.
Look forward to it, and we'll recap it Monday. Andrew, have a good one. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.